Hello and welcome to the Upfront Investor with Dale Gillam, Chief Analyst at Wealth Within and author of the book How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%. I'm Maureen Clifford. Hi Dale, how are you today?
I'm great, Maureen.
Oh, that's always good to hear. You know, I thought today it would be good to review some of the points that we've covered in our previous shows. Dale, as a professional trader, can you tell us what part emotion plays in your trades?
I'd like to say none, but actually emotions actually play a huge part in most people's investing or trading. The way I trade as an individual is really to try and remove all that emotion, but it's really hard when your money's on the line. So it should have little or no effect on what we do, the emotions, but we need to have a very black and white mechanical system, but it doesn't work that way because a lot of people run on the fear and greed, and it's so common.
Is that the herd mentality that you often see in the market?
Oh, absolutely. It's huge, the herd mentality. You get people sending emails around and all they read the newspapers and see what somebody else is doing. And it's mainly because a lot of people don't know how the market works properly. Or they don't trust themselves, so therefore they follow other people. But the other people they're following may not know much either.
But then that goes back to what we've discussed previously about having a plan that works for you and knowing your risk levels.
Oh, absolutely. I think to me it's very, very important that people, when they're looking at shares, before they buy and before they sell, they actually know what they're doing. They actually do have a plan, a structured plan of attack, so to speak. It's like throwing a dart. If I gave you a dart and said throw it, and you go, well, where's the dartboard? If you've got no plan and you've got no target, how do you know you're going to get there? So it's sort of like throwing things into the wind.
Right, and you've talked about the golden rules before. So what was the first golden rule again?
The first golden rule of investing is spend less than you earn. It's quite simple, but...
It does make sense.
Well, a lot of people have trouble with that one.
And especially after especially key times like Christmas, you know, with the credit card binge.
Absolutely. People always spend more than what they earn, or they tend to do that. I mean, currently Australia is in negative savings. Which is the first time it's ever done that in history.
And what does negative savings mean?
Negative savings means that we're actually spending more than we earn. So we're borrowing lots of money and we're actually using the equity in our houses. People are getting lines of credit to go and get a holiday or do whatever. And then the house goes up in value again and then they extend their line of credit to take more money.
Right. And how does that then impact on their share trading?
What it's doing is there's less money for them to actually put to investing. And so what's going on is instead, the real, real way to achieve success in investing is really to reduce your cost base and to increase your asset base. So the real wealth is the difference between what you own and what you owe. So if you keep moving up what you owe and what you own doesn't grow in value, then you're not getting anywhere.
So, again, it goes back to having a clear plan and knowing your limitations.
Oh, absolutely. Is a lot of people, as we talked about fear and greed, a lot of people are they want to be greedy. They want to have everything now. But in investing, they see the big ads and, you know, the glossy pages in the magazine saying, you can have this and it's only 10 minutes a day and you can do that. But really, the share market hasn't changed in hundreds and hundreds of years. It is very much about having a methodical plan and having that written down and saying, I want to achieve these. This is what I'm looking at. These are the shares I'm going to be investing in. And this is my exit strategy. Without that, you're actually what I would call a gambler.
Right. And that level of greed or gambling is when people are trying to pick the top of the market, which you don't necessarily believe anyone can do. That's why your exit strategy is recommended?
Oh, absolutely. The picking the top and even the bottom of the market is very, very hard, and anybody who does it consistently would be a very, very rare person indeed. And really, it's not about picking the top and the bottom. They're actually high-risk areas to actually try and invest. People quite often are trying to pick the next big share, you know, like the Caltex that's been going for the last couple of years. How do I get another share that's going 300%? So they get that greed factor comes into it, whereas just buying the top blue chip shares will do very, very well for you. I mean, that was the best performing index in the Australian market last year, the top 20 shares.
Yeah. So it does always pay off to be perhaps go with the more conservative stocks and, as you say, the blue chip stocks. But
always is it's amazing how many traders that come to me to learn how to trade, and they're looking at you know, 5-minute charts and looking at overnight markets and everything else, and they're saying, how do you trade without doing that? And I say, I can go on holidays for 4 weeks and not look at my shares. And it really is about having very, very good quality shares, the best shares on the marketplace. And yeah, it is boring, but I'd rather make more money.
Yeah, it does make it sound a little less exciting perhaps than what some people want. But there are some boring aspects. What about all the paperwork and all of those sorts of things? People have to do all of that too?
Yes, I know. Paperwork's a fact of life.
Yes.
And you can pay other people to do it for you. So if you're good at investing and trading and making the money, you can always pay a bookkeeper to do all your paperwork for you. There's not a lot in share trading. I mean, the way I trade, I'm not doing trades every day. I mean, I've met people that trade 30 and 40 times in a month. Now, that's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
And it's also not very profitable. I've yet to meet anybody who trades that much. It actually makes money consistently. But 1 to 2 trades in a month is about normal. The best traders I know take about 10 trades a year. There's not a lot of paperwork involved in that. Very simple stuff. And your accountant does the rest of the work. So there are some really good software programs out there that help you with managing your portfolio and your paperwork. Putting all your returns in, you just print it up and give it to your accountant.
Personally, I like the idea of giving it all to my accountant.
So do I. That's what I do.
Yeah, and all of these items are, as always, covered in your book, How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%.
Yeah, including the other golden rules of investing. They're all in there. So, it is all covered in there.
Great. Well, thanks, Dale. Thanks for that today, and I hope you have a good day.
My pleasure.
If you'd like any further information on any of the topics discussed today, you can contact Wealth Within by visiting their website, www.wealthwithin.com.au. And of course, Dale's book, How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%, is available through selected bookstores or online at their website. Thanks very much.
Thank you.